Stand the Storm by Breena Clark. Narrated by Richard Allen. Copyright 2008 by Breena Clark. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Little, Brown and Company, a division of Hachette Book Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. There are endless stitches to count. Handwork promotes calculation. Gabriel watched his mother pause in her knitting to rest her fingers for the briefest moment, a pause most observers wouldn't notice. He had always understood that her rest was part of her work. It was how she could work so long and achieve so much. As Gabriel made calculations in his own lap, upon his own work, he grew calm. His stomach, which lurched and talked up when he got to thinking about his freedom, would settle alongside Sewing Annie. For these were two folks on a rope. They pulled the same side together, and they would never be one swamped by the other. They pulled together. There hadn't been much need of Gabriel's small hands for field work during the time of his babyhood, so he was molded to be a helpmeet for his mother. As he was a good extra hand, close by and circumspect, the master and missus allowed Sewing Annie to have her pup at her side. The woman known as Sewing Annie at Ridley Plantation in St. Mary's County, Maryland, acquired her name honestly, as she had worked all her life at sewing, weaving,